You are called the righteous, O Blessed One, O among women, the second tabernacle. Of the covenant and the Ten Commandments, which are written by the finger of God. Who was incarnate of you without change and became the mediator of the new covenant. Through the shedding of his holy blood, he purified. Wherefore, everyone magnifies you, my Lady, the Mother of God, the ever holy. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of men, who can speak of the honor of the tabernacle which Moses had made on Mount Sinai. Glory is commanded by the Lord, and according to the pattern shown unto therein Aaron and his son served the example of the highest in the shadow of the holy ones. They likened it to you, O Virgin Mary, the true tabernacle wherein. Wherefore we magnify you befittingly with prophetic hymnology, for they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great. We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through our intercessions with the lover of mankind. The ark overlaid round about with gold that was made with wood that would not decay. It foretold the sign of God the Word, who became man without separation.
What nature out of two, a holy divinity, co-essential in the Father, incorruptible.
A holy humanity begotten with us, co-essential with us according to the economy.
This which he has taken from you undefiled, he made one with him as the high possesses.
Wherefore everyone magnifies you, my Lady, the Mother of God, the ever holy.
And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.
All the souls together of the children of Israel brought offerings unto the tabernacle of the Lord.
Gold and silver and precious stone, purple and scarlet and fine linen.
And they made an ark of wood that would not decay, overlaid with gold within and without.
You, O Mary, are clothed with the glory of the divinity within and without.
For you have brought unto God your Son many people through your purity.
Wherefore we magnify you fittingly with prophetic hymnology.
For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great King.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.
The mercy seat was overshadowed by the fourth cherubim from all sides. Symbol of God the Word, who was incarnate
of you with a change.
He became the purification of our sins and the forgiveness of our iniquities.
Wherefore everyone magnifies you, my Lady, the Mother of God, the ever holy.
And we also pray that we may win mercy through our intercessions with the lover of mankind. Golden cherubim continually covered
with their wings the mercy seat,
overshadowing the place of the holy of the holies in the second tabernacle.
You too, O Mary, thousands of thousands of myriads overshadow you,
praising their Creator who was in your womb and took our likeness without sin or alteration.
Wherefore we magnify you fittingly with prophetic hymnology.
For they spoke of you with great honor, city of the great King.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.
You are the pot made of pure gold wherein was hidden the true manna, bread of life which came then for us
from heaven, give life unto the world.
Wherefore everyone magnifies you, my Lady, the Mother of God, the ever holy. It befits you to be called the golden pot where the manna was hidden. Of the good things that the Lord God did unto them in the wilderness of Sinai.
You too, O Mary, have carried in your womb the rational manna that came from the Father.
You bore him without blemish. He gave unto us his honored body and blood, and we live forever.
Wherefore we magnify you fittingly with prophetic hymnology.
For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great King.
We entreat and pray that we may mercy through your intercession with the lover of mankind.
You are the lampstand made of pure gold, carrying the ever-burning lamp. The true God out of true God, who was incarnate of you without change.
By his coming, he gave light to us who were
and he guided our feet in the path of peace through the communion of his holy sacraments.
Why for everyone magnifies you, my Lady, Mother of God, the ever holy.
And we also pray that we may win mercy through our intercessions with the lover of mankind.
All the rites on high cannot resemble you, O golden lampstand that carries the true light.
That was made of pure and chosen gold and was placed in the tabernacle. He who dwelt in your womb, O Virgin Mary, gives light to every man who comes into the world. Son of righteousness, and he has healed us of all our sins. Wherefore we magnify you befittingly with prophetic hymnology.
For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of every king.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through our intercessions with the lover of mankind.
Your lessons are made of pure gold, carrying the blessed and loving.
That is taken from the altar to purge the sins and to weigh the iniquities.
Which is God the Word, who was incarnate of you, and offered himself as incense to God his Father.
Wherefore everyone magnifies you, my Lady, the Mother of God, the ever holy.
And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the Lord of mankind.
Wherefore truly I do not err whenever I call you the golden censer. Wherein God takes away the sins of the people through the burnt offering and the aroma of incense.
You too, Mary, carried in your womb the invisible word of the Father.
He who offered himself as an acceptable sacrifice upon the cross for the salvation of our race. For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great King.
Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and glory to your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Hail to you, second tabernacle belonging to the holies,
wherein is placed the rod of Aaron and the holy flower of incense.
are clothed with purity within and without, O pure tabernacle, the dwelling of the righteous.
Standing in the forest of the just, glorify you and your blessedness.
Wherefore we magnify you befittingly with prophetic hymnology.
For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great King.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.
7 times every day
I will praise your name with all my heart, O God of I remembered your name and I was comforted, O King of the ages and God of all gods,
Jesus Christ, our
true God, who has come for our salvation,
was incarnate.
He was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of Mary, the pure bride. Let us worship him and sing to his mother Mary, the beautiful dove.
Let us all proclaim with the voice of joy, saying, Hail to you, Mary, the mother of Emmanuel.
Hail to you, Mary, the salvation of our father Adam. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the refuge. Hail to you, Mary, the rejoicing of Eve. Hail to you, Mary, the joy of all generations.
Hail to you, Mary, the joy of all generations.
Hail to you, Mary, the grace of Abraham. Hail to you, Mary, the unfading crown. Hail to you, Mary, the redemption of Saint Isaac. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the holy. Hail to you, Mary, the preaching of Moses. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the Master. Hail to you, Mary, the honor of Samuel. Hail to you, Mary, the pride of Israel. Hail to you, Mary, the friend of Solomon. Hail to you, Mary, the exaltation of the righteous. Hail to you, Mary, the redemption of Isaiah. Hail to you, Mary, the healing of Jeremiah. Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of God. Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ. Hail to you, Mary, the beautiful dove. Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of the Son of God.
Hail to you, Mary, who was witnessed by all the prophets and descending you all the world, incarnate of you, indescribable you.
You are truly exalted more than the rod of Aaron, O full of grace. What is the rod but Mary? For it is the symbol of her virginity. I entreat you, O Mother of God, keep the gates of the church open to the faithful. Let us ask her to intercede for us before our beloved, that he may forgive us.
O Virgin Mary, the holy flower of incense,
which came out and blossomed from the roots of the patriarchs and the prophets. Forgive birth to the Word without the seed of man, and your virginity was not corrupted. You are more worthy than all of the saints who pray on our behalf, O full of grace.
Exalted more than the patriarchs and honored more than the prophets.
And you have a seeking more special than the cherubim and the seraphim. For you are truly the pride of our race and the intercessor of our souls.
intercede for us before our Savior, that he may keep us firm in the upright faith,
that he may grant us the forgiveness of our sins in order to win mercy through your intercession.
Ani venite cho sentenia somatos ni ananchon angelos.
They did not attain your high blessedness. Oh, who is clothed in the glory of the Lord of
hosts.
And the seraphim with the six wings, which are joyfully hovering over you.
Your glory,
for you are truly the real path leading up to the heavens.
Oh, who has clothed the garments of the heavenly, so that you covered Adam with the garments of grace?
A true tabernacle is Mary the Virgin, placed in its midst the true testimonies. The golden parchment now is hidden. Behold the word of the Father, heard of you. The golden censer carrying the life coal and the chosen incense with a rich aroma. All these together, direct us to the miraculous birth of Virgin Mary. The first tabernacle which Moses had made was a place of forgiveness for the children of Israel. There was an ark in the tabernacle overlaid with gold, linen, and myrrh. There was a golden rod in the tabernacle, measure of the manna was hidden in it. There was a golden censer in the tabernacle, and the chosen hallow was in it. Tabernacle offering sacrifice on account of the people's sins. Through Mary, the daughter of Joachim, we learn of the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. When the chosen scholars of the holy book saw it, they were greatly amazed. Mary, the daughter of Joachim, the true tabernacle.
beseech you, the Virgin with the cherubim of glory overshadowing her.
Thank you.
with